Kyiv, Ukraine. Ukraine's capital city was eerily quiet Friday as people in Kyiv marked the start of the second year of war. In a city of millions, the sidewalks were mostly empty and little fanfare was paid to the first anniversary of Russia's invasion, partially out of anxiety the terror would continue. Outside St. Michael's golden-domed monastery, Ina Voloshina laid flowers. "Today it was hard for me, actually, to start the day," said Voloshina. She pointed to photos of Ukrainian soldiers around the perimeter of the church, a tribute to those who have been killed since the invasion. "I know families of some of these people," she said. One year ago, missile strikes rained down on Ukraine and Russian tanks rolled toward Kyiv, marking the beginning of a dark and deadly year. Many people did not believe it would be possible for Ukraine to defend itself for so long against the Russian invasion, she said. "So from one point we are doing what nobody believed, but from another point it is so huge a price," she said, glancing at the wall of photos. Though Voloshina felt she should pay her respects Friday, she maintained that the anniversary is not significant. "The significance would be when we would win completely," she said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was defiant in the face of the anniversary. "Today we have been standing for exactly one year and we still know. Every tomorrow is worth fighting for," he said in a televised address to Ukrainians on Friday. "They survived a furious year of invincibility," he said, telling his people they would have their victory. "We can see it, even in the dark, despite the constant massive missile attacks and power outages," he said. "We see the light of this victory." Larissa Galadze, Canada's ambassador to Ukraine, said most Ukrainians are not seeing the day as a chance for reflection. They are still living the reality. "There is no space for reflection," Galadze said from a boardroom in the Canadian embassy in Kyiv on Friday. "I find that for myself as well." Before the Russian army began its invasion, Galadze and her staff retreated 550 kilometers west to the city of Lviv, before fleeing to Poland on February 24, 2022. Some feared the city would fall to Russian occupation, but Ukrainian flags still fly over Maidan, a city square in the heart of Kyiv that represents independence. Like many in Ukraine, Galadze said she woke Friday with a sense of apprehension about whether the terror of last year would be repeated. A spokesperson for the Ukrainian Air Force said earlier this week the military expected several waves of Russian attacks to mark the occasion, but air raid sirens in Kyiv remain silent. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly visited the city last week in a show of solidarity. She pledged $21 million for projects to support Ukraine's security, accountability, and stabilization efforts, including buying equipment to help demine liberated territories and support victims of conflict-related sexual assaults. On Friday, she announced another $32 million aimed at similar projects, as well as specialized equipment to mitigate potential chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear incidents. Galadze said the mood in Kyiv is somber. "The joy is gone. The hope is there," she said. "The determination is there. It's palpable." All over the city, much of the damage caused by missile strikes has been repaired. Patches of new asphalt are the only evidence of the damage left behind in some places. Outside the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, burnt-out Russian tanks decorated the square, adorned with blue and yellow ribbons to represent the Ukrainian flag and tagged with messages of resistance. "People are also feeling gratitude," Galadze said. She attended a ceremony in Sofia Square on Friday, where Zelensky paid tribute to servicemen and citizens who supported the war effort. "Some awards were accepted by the parents of the fallen soldiers," she said. "That was very meaningful to do that in the middle of Kyiv, the Kyiv that Russia thought they were going to take in a matter of hours," she said. "It was powerful." Later, at a press conference with international media on Friday, Zelensky became emotional as he urged Moscow to leave Ukraine. "Our right to live on our land needs to be respected," he said through a translator. "Stop shelling us. Stop killing civilians. Stop destroying our infrastructure, energy sector, potable water. Stop airstrikes on the city. Stop killing dogs, cats, animals. Stop burning the forest. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said Canada will stand by Ukraine's side for as long as it takes to finish the war. He announced Friday that Canada is sending more weapons to Ukraine, including 4 more battle tanks. Galadza said the support will likely extend beyond that to include the rebuilding effort as well. Ukraine liberated 5 regions last spring, and reconstructing those communities is top of mind for the government, she said. That's how they're going to bring people back into their homes, bring Ukrainians back to the country, and it's going to be an international effort, she said. We're going to do this together. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 24, 2023. Laura Osman, The Canadian Press.